Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is February 17th, 2016. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 103 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about culture shock. I'm going to be describing the four stages of culture shock. So for all those of you who are planning to move abroad and to live abroad, I mean study or work or whatever you're planning to do, I think this is very important for you. People often feel different emotions and end up having different reactions when they are abroad, especially when they are living abroad for at least, let's say, 3 months or maybe a little more than that. I found this interesting article online. It's at www.hthtravelinsurance.com, and this was written by Marianne Santoro Bellini, PhD. So I think this is part of a research or something. I don't know for sure, but I found it interesting. I found this article online and I'm going to read some parts of it and make my own comments and maybe give you some examples from my personal experience. So whenever we decide to live abroad, I think we go through these four stages. I strongly believe that, and this has happened in my experience. And of course, I think the time for each period, the length of time, may vary a lot depending on the person. But anyway, the four stages are the honeymoon period, rejection, regression and isolation. So this is the third one. And the fourth and last is adjustment and adaptation. So what happens in each of these periods? While here I'm going to read one short paragraph from the article, as I mentioned earlier, and then I'm going to make some comments. So let's start. While preparing to relocate and during the first days or weeks in the new country, a person will experience a honeymoon period during which he or she will feel extreme joy and enthusiasm, responding to the new environment with fascination. An individual will enjoy the differences in fashion, food, social customs, etc. This period is exhilarating, full of observation and discoveries, lasting a few days to a few weeks. Like most honeymoons, however, this stage eventually ends. So this is the initial stage, and that's when we fall in love with the country where we are, and we only see the good things, as if you were in a relationship. You know, when you start going out with someone, You tend to see only the positives and you forget about the negatives. Or maybe because you just can't see the negatives. So I think we have to be careful with that. And of course, it's not something you want to stop from. You know, this is a nice feeling when you feel excited about the place and the first discoveries and stuff like that. But you know, you always have to hold your horses and know that this is a temporary feeling or a temporary reaction that you are having. But anyway, then the second period is rejection. Again, I'm going to read one paragraph here. It's a short paragraph, 5-6 lines, and then I'm going to make my own comments. So rejection, the next phase of culture shock syndrome. So here, as you see, they They are referring to it as a syndrome. So the next phase of culture shock syndrome is referred to as the period of rejection. This stage is marked by criticism, resentment, and anger. Woo. When an individual sets out to study, live, or work in a new country, he or she will invariably experience difficulties with language, housing, friends, schoolwork, and understanding the idiosyncrasies of the local culture, often resulting in frustration. The rejection period can be triggered by the realization that as an outsider in a new culture, language or misunderstandings of cultural cues can often make the simplest task seem like a daunting challenge. Furthermore, because the high expectations set during the honeymoon period appear much farther out of reach, the individual feels disillusioned. Again, here, whenever you start doing something, you feel very excited about it. And the higher you go there in your excitement, the lower you will have to fall back. So I think rejection might be a difficult period for some people, but especially for those who don't actually realize what's going on. So if you have an idea that, of course, at the beginning we look at the positives and then in a second moment we start seeing the negatives too, then of course rejection is a predictable period, let's say. Then moving on, the third stage is called regression and isolation. Let me read here again. I'm going to read a short paragraph and make my own comments. The extreme letdown experienced during the rejection period prompts the individual to become critical of his new environment, of the people, their culture, and of the perceived differences with a culture at home. This letdown often propels an individual into the stage of regression and isolation. In this stage, the culture from which the individual has come is idealized. For example, an Italian student studying in the US for a semester may indiscriminately view his Italian university past experience or friendships as superior, regardless of any problems inherent to those relationships. The student risks further isolation from the new environment. Symptoms exhibited during this period include anxiety, sadness, homesickness, and anger. These feelings manifest themselves in changes in behavior, inappropriate anger over slight delays, and minor frustrations, changes in sleep patterns, compulsive eating and/or drinking, irritability, poor concentration, and unexplainable crying. The stage of rejection and regression is variable in length, but can last up to 6 to 8 weeks. Yes, I wouldn't go that far to restrict that to a specific number of weeks. But anyway, I think this is a kind of depression, isn't it? It's a kind of moment where you lose control. And if you don't understand well the second stage, the rejection stage, maybe this regression and isolation can become a deep, can become a depression, a mild depression. I don't know. I'm not a doctor to know the exact name here, but I think some sort of mild depression. And then the last stage is adjustment and adaptation. Of course, this one I'm not even going to read, but because actually, if you check the page, you will see that there is very little about this one, and they move on to that. There is a link at the bottom where you can click, which is coping with culture shock. So then they explain more about the adjustment and adaptation period. But I would say, in my words, that this is where you really manage to balance your view, because first you have a very optimistic view about the place where you are, and maybe a bit exaggerated, and then you move on to some sort of rejection. You start noticing the differences, you start observing that things can be done in a different way, and Even I would say that here you might even start accepting stuff about your own country that in the past you didn't realize it was that way, or it was the only way. You thought it was the only way, but there were different ways of doing that. I don't know. It could be any example, like talking about public transport, how people use public transport. Like in Germany, there are no turnstiles, so you just walk into the station and you are already on the platform, so you just have to catch your train. And some Brazilians might not understand how people don't simply, you know, walk into the train without paying. But anyway, these cultural differences might be striking and show some negative things about your country as well, or reveal some negative things about your country. But I think there's also the positive side. Sometimes you start accepting more the stuff that happens in your own country. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed this short article and my comments. And, well, keep listening. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email, you can subscribe. You can subscribe via iTunes or, well, any podcatcher that you might be using. Podomatic, Stitcher Radio. This is another podcatcher. And you can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I hope you will have a great experience abroad in case you're planning to live, work, or study abroad. So thank you. See you next time. Bye.